welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Mark Hurt discusses uninsured motorist insurance and how it plays into personal injury cases.
Yes, this is an area that is, there's a lot of misunderstanding and ignorance in this area, but it can be very important to recovering on an auto accident claim. So what is uninsured motorist insurance? So this is a coverage that you can purchase for yourself. And this comes into play when you're in an auto accident. It's the other person's fault, but that person does not have insurance of his own. So in that case, you have, if you purchase this coverage, you have coverage that will pay you in the event that you either get a judgment against that person for negligence, or you settle with your own insurance company for that claim. So that coverage is covering the value of a negligence claim against another driver. For instance, so if you're in an auto accident, you have uninsured motorist coverage of, let's say, $50,000. The other person does not have coverage. Then you would file a claim against your own insurance company, claiming that this person was negligent and his negligence caused you damages, medical bills, pain and suffering, and such. Now, they can take the side of the other person, even though it's your insurance, and argue that, no, they were not negligent, or no, your damages were not as much as you claim. But anyway, at least the coverage is there. Now, where it gets more complicated is, let's say the person that hit you has some coverage, but not enough. For instance, let's say that he has $25,000 in coverage, but your claim, the value of your claim is $50,000. So you look at your insurance, and if you have a coverage uninsured motorist coverage of $50,000, that is also underinsured motorist coverage of $50,000. So if you're successful at your claim, you'll get $25,000 from the person that injured you from his liability coverage, and then $25,000 from your own insurance, uninsured, or in this case, underinsured motorist coverage. Now, it even gets more tricky in that you can lose that coverage if you're not careful in the course of working on your claim. And you can do that by settling with the person that injured you and accepting money from him and giving him a release. If you do that, you can basically lose your underinsured motorist coverage. And that's because, as a condition of that coverage, you cannot settle with the person that injured you without their permission. So if you just take the $25,000 from the person that injured you and give him a release and then turn around and ask for the other $25,000 from your own insurance company, they're going to say that you violated the condition against getting their approval for the settlement and that you have no coverage. So it can get quite tricky, and you really need typically a lawyer to help you with that, where you have the underinsured motorist coverage where that's coming into play. Another issue that makes it even more complicated, at least in Virginia, is the coverage under your own policy might not be the only underinsured motorist coverage that you have. So if you're living in a household and you have, let's say, you're living with your brother and he has cover, he has his own separate coverage, you will most likely be an insured under his policy as well. So how can that help you? Well, in Virginia, we stack underinsured motorist coverages. So let's say that you have $100,000 of injuries. The person that hit you only had $25,000, and you have a $50,000 policy, and your brother has a $50,000. Well, if you're successful at your claim and you make the claims against the various insurance policies like you should, you'll get $25,000 from the person that injured you. You'll get another $25,000 from your policy, and then you will get $50,000 from your brother's policy. So there, the two policies, the underinsured motorist policies, each 50 equals $100,000. And you have, subtract the coverage that the person injured you had, which was 25. So you get $75,000 extra money from the underinsured motorist policies. So it's very important that you, you have an attorney that figures out what other policies might apply in this particular situation. Now, there's one last question that we get quite often with respect to this is, will they raise my premiums? Will my insurance company raise my premium if I file a claim against it? And the answer is no. That there's actually in Virginia, there's a state law that says the insurance company cannot penalize you in any way if you file a claim against your own uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. And the reason for that is obvious in that it wasn't your fault that you're making a claim. Someone else was negligent and injured you. So therefore, why should you be penalized by making a claim against a policy when you did nothing wrong? And so there's a law against penalizing you in any way, including raising your premiums, canceling your insurance, or in any other way. So the bottom line is, if the person does not have enough coverage with your to satisfy your claim, then you really need to have an expert look at all of the other possibilities, including the underinsured motorist coverage, your policy, and maybe even others, to see if you can recover the full amount of your claim.